You're listening to the Discover You Life podcast. Through conversations with pretty cool Muslims, people of Dua, of Ihsan, people who found a way to walk their dreams with Islamic excellence, we take you on a path of discovery. This is the podcast where you discover you.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ونبيك ورسولك نبي أمي ولا أهلي وصحبه وسلم. السلام عليكم everyone. My name is Razia Hamidi. I'm the CEO of Discover You, and I am so blessed to alhamdulillah be in this privileged position where I am definitely living what my calling is, what I definitely feel my calling is and my purpose. And I hope in today's conversation to give you inshallah insights, tools, awareness, and opportunities so you can also get to that place. Because the cost of not being in a position and in work and in a place in your life where you don't feel that purpose, you don't feel that pull, you don't feel that alignment of your values is a very painful place to be. And we'll talk about that. But I want to share a story first, something very real that happened to me this week, subhanAllah. And you know what? Allah subhanAllah sends you these like incredible experiences and stories. And whenever I'm going to give a talk on something, like, you know, subhanAllah, like something will come up leading up to it where like, I'm like, this is a sign that I need to share this story. So subhanAllah, I met up with an old friend this week, and she was sharing, you know, she was obviously asking about my work, and I was sharing, you know, what I do. And subhanAllah, like, you know, obviously, like, again, I feel so much joy in alhamdulillah, the work that I do and the service I'm able to provide. And as I was speaking, you know, she was like, wow, she's like, you know, what you do is not work. She's like, this is your calling. Like, this is your purpose. She's like, this is so incredible. You know, and she very vulnerably like opened up and she said, you know, I'm so envious of you. She's like, I thought I had my dream job. And so she shares, you know, and I obviously know her journey. I'm sharing it with you. So she shares, you know, when I signed the contract for the job that she's in right now, she works for Amazon, and she's quite high up. And she says, you know, when I signed the contract for this job, she's like, I was like, oh, this is it. Like, I've made it. I have my dream job. I have the title. I have, you know, the pay. She's like, within months, she's like, things started to fall apart for me. And what she went on to share, she's like, you know, the demanding hours. She's like, the work ethic, the relationships. She's like, the robotic automation of the way that, you know, we approach things. She's like, I wasn't solving problems that I enjoyed or felt challenged in. She's like, I wasn't, you know, I didn't feel like I was having an impact. I didn't feel like I was really building anything. And she's continuing to be in this place. It's definitely taken a toll on her. And I'm going to share, inshallah, specifics of the consequences of what happened. But as we're having this conversation, you know, she said that subhanAllah, for the last few months, she's like, I've been at this turning point. And that's why she had reached out and wanted to, you know, meet up. She's like, you know, I've been watching your work and I'm so envious. And I see like, you know, how much like just alignment you have in your life. She's like, I see the joy that you're feeling. And she's like, I don't think this is my dream job. She's like, this isn't where I, you know, I'm meant to be. And subhanAllah, I feel like, you know, I'm sure many of you who are here today, on paper, it sounds like it's the dream job, right? Like I said, you know, this top Amazon exec on paper, she has a title, she has the money. And she's just like, I dread, you know, every day kind of waking up and going to work. And she's a believer, she's Muslim, right? And I'm like, subhanAllah, like, I can't imagine a painful place that must be. And the cost of all of that comes, not just to your dunya, but your akhirah. And so alhamdulillah, 2 months ago, she's like, I had this turning point. I'm like, I can't do this anymore. This isn't what I'm created for. And she's like, I know that, yes, you know, of course, I'm going to look for a job and we're supposed to earn. She's like, but this isn't it. She's like, this isn't the dream that they've sold us out on. She's like, you know, when we have kids and we all dream of these, like, you know, being an astronaut and like having these like incredible dreams of professions and careers. She's like, it wasn't just because we thought they were glamorous, but it was because of like, you know, the joy that children, like as we children, we feel when we dream of those jobs and like the impact you'll have in it. And so she has, subhanAllah, created a shift in her life. And inshallah, I'm going to talk about what that shift is in a bit, but I wanted to just set the tone and stage because there might be people here where you're in a job right now and it sounds so great on paper and it checks off everything that, you know, someone would expect a dream job to have, but it's so hollow. It's so hollow of meaning. It's so hollow of purpose. It's so hollow of values. And that is something that I think a lot of people, subhanAllah, are realizing that it's not just about earning the paycheck anymore. Like my time here on this in this life is much more precious than just committing to a job for the sake of committing to a job. Is that connecting with people here? Put that into the chat if this speaks to you. Because like I said, it was so profound that I had this conversation this week as I'm, preparing for this webinar to have this conversation with all of you. And I think, alhamdulillah, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is even non-Muslims, like people are moving towards this realization that your life has to have more than just going and collecting a paycheck, right? It can't just be about going through the motions of your day-to-day and it lacks any other purpose, right? SubhanAllah. All right. I'm really happy to hear that. And then what's really important, SubhanAllah, just kind of like a different, slice is I get to coach and work with a lot of physicians, right? SubhanAllah. And so you would think a physician, it's meaningful work. They're like in service of others. And I see Hajira and she's saying, but I do Islamic publishing. And, I think, SubhanAllah, like it's going to benefit people. So, I coach with all these physicians, but SubhanAllah, they're doing what you would again on paper see as meaningful work, but they're lacking purpose and connection to what they're doing. And so therefore it becomes so heavy and burdensome. Yes, someone just nailed it. They said it's like being a hamster in a wheel, and that's the rat race, right? That's like just the endless, like, rat wheel that we're on that's going nowhere. And that's what many of us feel like. So inshallah today, what you can expect in this webinar is you're going to walk away with more awareness of your job satisfaction, more awareness of the cost of what the cost to your life if you continue to stay in a place where you don't feel purpose and joy. And then inshallah, I'm going to share three tools of bringing joy and purpose into what you do. And then I'm going to present inshallah an opportunity, an option for you guys to alhamdulillah join us and really elevate your life with that purpose and mission. Alhamdulillah. And just a little bit about myself. So like I said, I'm the CEO of Discover You. I've also been a spiritual and life coach, alhamdulillah, for the last 5 years, but I've been doing leadership and mentorship chaplaincy work, inshallah, in my community for the last 10 years. Alhamdulillah, I built my own six-figure coaching practice and alhamdulillah, I lead the Discover You team right now in our vision and mission that we do. I was also in a place in, previously in my career where it didn't feel fulfilling, where I knew like this, there was more to what I could contribute and what I wanted to do, and it took me a while to figure that out. But SubhanAllah was just planting those seeds all along, and alhamdulillah, now I'm in this place where I'm getting to do what my calling and my mission is. And I jump out of bed, and alhamdulillah, I'm so grateful for the life that I have. And I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that everyone who's here with us today, that you can find that purpose and calling, that you can find, inshallah, that motivation and that connection to your higher calling. And I pray that you walk away today with hope that you don't have to stay stuck here. I pray that you walk away with hope and inshallah motivation that you don't have to be stuck here. This does not have to be your story. Just as I met my friend and alhamdulillah, she realized she's like, this doesn't have to be it. This isn't how my story ends, right? Can everyone type that in? This isn't how my story ends. You stuck right now, wherever you might be, in a job, not in a job, looking, trying to find your purpose, whatever that is, this isn't how your story ends. And inshallah, I hope today is the new chapter, the beginning of a new chapter. That's what my hope for you is. So let's type that in. I love doing affirmations. I love getting you to take action. So if you're here, you're serious about taking action, this is what this conversation is about. It's definitely not about you being entertained by me. It's not about me just sharing a bunch of information and not doing anything with it. Like, we're here for the action takers. We're here for people who are like, I don't want this to be it. So if that's it, then put that in. This is not how my story ends. Yes, I love it. People saying this isn't how my story ends. Allah will make it better. He absolutely will. He absolutely will. But we are accountable for tying our camel. And I hope today, inshallah, is a motivation of maybe I need to tie my camel a little bit better. Alhamdulillah, I love it. All right, so let's get started. So first thing, in order to really move forward, we have to know the cost of what happens if we don't move forward. What is the cost of being stuck in this place of not having joy and purpose in our life, right? Why do so many people feel trapped in their job? And there's obviously numerous reasons, and I'm going to share some of those. But we know that a big part is the uncertainty, right? The uncertainty that comes with stepping out of your comfort zone. We know that there's societal expectations. Like I said, if it looks good on paper, that like, why are you leaving your job? Why does it even matter? Like, why are you not happy? Like I said, on paper, you're a top exec. You're a physician. You're an engineer. You've got this contract. Like, why wouldn't you? You should be happy. That should be enough. And so, what's the cost that comes at staying in that place where there's no purpose, there's no joy, and there's no alignment of values? I want to go through those because unless you fully embrace and are aware of what the cost is, right now you might think it's just, okay, yeah, I don't feel great about it. Yeah, I don't jump out of bed. Why? Yeah, like I'm not very motivated. It's not just that. And until you fully grasp it, you're not going to want to change the situation. So first thing is the physical health decline, subhanAllah, of the stress that's created, the dissatisfaction that's created and can lead to stress. Just by being dissatisfied in your job, in your current position, subhanAllah, can lead to stress, which obviously can turn into the physical manifestation in your body. And what's incredible right now, some of the research that's coming out, for example, around obesity, that more people die of obesity in the world than malnutrition. And obesity is often linked to high levels of stress. And it can also, dissatisfaction can lead to us numbing and suppressing a lot of things, subhanAllah. Sleep disturbance, right? Frequent headaches, digestive problems. This is all part of the physical health that takes its toll on people's bodies when you're in a job that you don't feel purpose and connection to, when you're not feeling that joy. So that's number one. Next is mental health strain. And this is a big one, Sapana. This is a big one. So many people who feel unfulfilled in their job, this heightens feelings of anxiety and depression. So many people that I speak to, they'll come on a session, they're like, I'm just kind of I don't, I'm not very motivated to, like, let's say they'll say, like, work out, or I'm not really, making the progress or getting the promotion at my job that I want. And then the more we explore, we realize, like, they're so disconnected with the work that they do. They have no sense of purpose. They feel mentally drained. It leads, they're like constantly having mood swings. And it's absolutely tied to, and this is, there's a lot of work and research now coming around, like, your work family is, are people that you spend more time with than your actual family. And so if you're disconnected and you don't feel satisfaction and you're around these people for the bulk of your day, can you imagine like the impact of that? And we hear burnout, and it's not just a buzzword. It's real. It's debilitating, and it's a debilitating state. And it's that constant fatigue and lack of motivation, the overwhelming feeling that people have of being trapped. And so this is the mental health strain that comes on being stuck in a job, or feeling, that you're stuck in a job that you're not aligned with, that you don't have a connection to, this never-ending cycle. The third cost of staying in a job that you don't feel motivated, purpose, alignment with is a relationship strain, right? This is not just in the relationships at work, but continuous job dissatisfaction also leads to relationship strains when it comes to your marriage, your kids, right? Your personal relationships. And a person might, become more irritable, less patient, even withdrawn. And this affects obviously interactions, right? If the majority of your day of where you spend with people, you're not satisfied, you're not motivated, you're not just going to switch off and come home. And alhamdulillah, and I love that. Someone says, I love my job, but sometimes it's the people, it can be so toxic, right? And that can drain the joy out of that. And I hear that a lot from people, subhanAllah, in very toxic work environments, colleagues, a lot of gossip. And that is so spiritually draining, subhanAllah. And that brings us to the next one, the cost of being in that place, which should be number one for all of us, that this is like something that I can't afford to lose. And that's the spiritual disconnect. The spiritual disconnect, right? When you're in an unfulfilling job, this leads to you questioning your purpose. This leads to you being complicit, maybe, to values that don't align with your lifestyle. This constant questioning and feelings of spiritual disconnect and disconnectedness can lead to a crisis of faith. SubhanAllah, I cannot tell you how many Muslim believers I'm interacting with who are in jobs and have completely like lost their relationship with Allah, or are questioning it because they're in this environment and they've completely forgotten who they are. Have you ever been in that place? I because it's just so rampant for people. Their bond with Allah on the weekends, They start missing Salah. They start feeling like things are a routine. They start to question their purpose. And again, they just see everything as just, this is just the paycheck. This is what I'm supposed to do. This is a societal expectation. And so that's why I do this. And there's no connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you imagine for 8 to 9 hours of your day, some people longer work hours, right? To have no connection to Allah while you're there. Like, how do you think it's not going to have an impact on your soul? And as kids, when we grew up in a secular society where you're constantly wearing these two hats, where it's like, oh, at school, I, kind of hide being Muslim. I can't be that Muslim. But when I come home, okay, I can be that. I think as adults now, alhamdulillah, we have to come into this place of, I don't want to wear those two hats anymore. And I know that was a big game changer for me and my friend, who I was speaking to. And again, you can be in non-Muslim settings. But inshallah, like to challenge yourself to own your Muslim identity and your Muslim spiritual practices and not feel like I have to hide it away. Because the result, the consequence of that is disconnection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I think we're like on number five. The consequence of being stuck in a job where you don't feel purpose, joy, and alignment is reduced motivation, right? Over time, a lack of enthusiasm and satisfaction at work can reduce, obviously, your overall motivation. It's going to also spill to other areas of your life. That's why the obesity statistic, right? If you're feeling dissatisfied and you're not feeling motivated, well, you're not going to feel motivated to work out. You're not going to feel motivated to probably do some of the great things that are good for you in your daily routines. The other one is obviously financial stress, right? Staying in an unsatisfactory job often means not seeking better opportunities. This is a thing that we don't realize. People think, oh, I'm going to make a sacrifice if I leave the job where I feel like this is the only option for me. But you actually might be missing out on more better opportunities to not only feel alignment, but actually make more money, right? It actually might be a job that subhanAllah is more financially pleasing and a job that's more financially subhanAllah higher. And that's a thing that people don't realize. And that's kind of like the fear factor, right? Which I think a lot of the corporate capitalistic messaging is this fear. I can't tell you how many people subhanAllah they'll stay in like a 9 to 5 in a specific career because they feel like they've been there so long or whatever it might be. And they're like, this is stable. But that idea of stability is actually subhanAllah a false construct. Like there's so much job insecurity. I know right now with the recession in North America, I think Europe too, right? There's a lot of fear around job insecurity. That alone creates so much disconnection and stress for people. To every day show up and not know if you're going to have your job is a huge source of stress for people. So you can actually create more financial stress by staying in a job like that versus take the reins of your life and career, right? Maybe there is other opportunities, but you've been too afraid to leave this that you're not even exploring. And I can't tell you how many people, subhanAllah, I've worked with who've done that. Yes, financial stress is crippling. And you might think this is the only answer, but inshallah, inshallah, when you switch and you feel motivated, content, and aligned with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the values and the dream and the vision you have, inshallah, you're going to be able to probably make more progress and see opportunities in front of you that you've been missing. And we'll talk about that as well. And then the final piece that I want to share is the lost sense of self, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, of course, given us free will, but over time, continuous engagement in tasks that don't align with your values or your passions or, completely not reflective of who you are, they weaken your sense of identity. And when they weaken your sense of identity, this results in a feeling of being lost, unsure, and obviously takes a big toll on your confidence. And so all of these are interlinked, right? So when you don't feel like you truly know yourself, you have lost confidence in any of your abilities, and that disconnection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it compounds to a very scary reality, which I'm sure I'm speaking to people here right now that probably are connecting with this reality, right? And who, and I honestly wanted to take a moment and commend you, alhamdulillah, for showing up today, for recognizing that you need to be aware because you're tired of being in this place, right? It's so exhausting to live in this place where you are disaligned, where you don't know what your purpose is, or you're disconnected from that and not living in that place. And so I want to commend you because I know it takes courage. I know it's easy to just stay stuck in that position. I know it's easy to just be like, well, this is what life is. You know what? This is just the career I have, and I've got to figure it out, and I've got to make the most of it, even if my physical, mental, spiritual health is all deteriorating. So I want to commend you for doing that, alhamdulillah. And inshallah, give yourself a grade I've shared 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I think I mentioned 7 in total. Give yourself a grade if you're comfortable putting in the chat. Out of those 7, how many of those are you currently living? So the consequences of staying, in the job that you are, which of these are you impacted by? The physical health, mental health, the relationship strain, the spiritual disconnect, reduced motivation, the financial stress, and lost sense of self. So 7. Out of those 7, how many are you like, yep, check, 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 I'm there. Wow. 5, 6 to 7. 3, all. 4, 2, 5 to 6. All 7. Yeah. It is scary. And the reason I wanted to start off and establish this is because everything I say moving forward isn't going to be inspiring, isn't going to motivate you if you don't feel, if you don't realize, like, oh my God, this, I don't want to be here. Like this place right now, the 7 things that apply to me, or the 5, like, I mean, from what everyone's sharing, the average looks like it's at least 5 that apply to everyone, right? That, like I said, subhanAllah, we can't afford to stay here anymore. Your soul can't afford to be in this place because it is going to come at a greater cost than any financial gain. Can you, like, so again, I'm going to use my friend's story as a case study. So subhanAllah, her staying in this Amazon job that she has for so long. And you know what? Like, I know I'm sharing openly what her job is because Amazon's actually known for like their brutal work environment that they have and expectations of people. Even though she's senior, like there's, it's kind of like across the board. But subhanAllah, the toll it's taken on her body when I'm sharing this with you and you guys are like all 7, yeah, she was all 7 as well. She had put on significant amount of weight. She was not, like, her relationships had deteriorated. She wasn't seeing her family as much. SubhanAllah, she had complete reduced motivation, right? Like I said, and that was impacting other parts. And the financial stress, even though she was making so much, like, it meant nothing. And she actually knew that she's missing out on probably better opportunities that she could go after. And so alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought her to this place where now, 2 months ago, like I said, she's turned things around. And I'm gonna, inshallah, go into that as well. So hope is not lost. Alhamdulillah, now you know what the cost is. You hopefully feel this urgency. You are like, yes, give me something. What do I do about it? Well, first and foremost, inshallah, we ground ourselves and remind ourselves that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, your deeds should be those which are of benefit to you. And that isn't just our acts of worship, right? Our obviously fard, our immediate acts of worship, but also about our daily toils and our daily tasks. So how do you discover, and truly do work, inshallah, where it is beneficial to you? Right? Stuff that brings you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the first one is actually assessing to bring joy into your life is you have to actually assess your job satisfaction, right? First and foremost, asking yourself, like, how satisfied are you in your work? And, are you eagerly, like, awaiting the morning to start and, your like fajr alarm to go off? Or are you continuously snoozing the button, right? And then I want you to think about the nature of your job. Is it really the job that doesn't feel satisfying? Is it the environment? Or is it that your values don't feel aligned? So those are three things that I want you to think about for the first one is we need to know our actual job satisfaction. So like I said, there's some physicians, they're doing what you would think is meaningful work, but they're not feeling satisfied. Now, is it because of the nature of the job? Is it the environment? Or is it that it's just not aligned with my values? So I want everyone to assess that for themselves. Are you feeling unsatisfied in your job because of the nature of your job, the environment, or the misalignment with your values? Which out of those three applies for you? Because it might not be all three, and that's good news. Alhamdulillah, if it's not all three, that means you can do something about it, right? Not all three, some all three, okay? And if it's all three, obviously that's probably a sign that, like, maybe you do need to shift either your current position or your career. And if it's just one or two, alhamdulillah, that means like I can do something about it. And so the first aspect that's really important, and that's why we're here and having this conversation in a Muslim context, because there's no other context, right? Like, I don't like using the word, okay, so this is the spiritual aspect. Everything that we're talking about, inshallah, is under the spiritual aspect. It's all under Islam. It's all under what Allah subhanahu calls. And so the first one is that are infusing faith in our daily work, right? Infusing faith in our daily work. And we have to know that our soul matters. Our soul, our fitrah, that Allah has created, that innate goodness that we have to remember Allah, that needs to be honored in everything that we're doing. And that Islam is not just a religion, it's a way of life, right? It's in every act that we do. And alhamdulillah, when it's done with purpose, with intentions, anything we do can be an act of worship. And so I want you to start thinking about how you can start your work day with maybe making dua as you enter the workplace, right? How can you start asking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help in just your day to day as you approach your work? How can you infuse your tasks with ethics that are taught by the Prophet sallam? Like, how can you bring the sunnah into your life and your work? So that's first and foremost, because we have to remember we are accountable, right? Yes, you might work be in a job that is like IT, right? Coding, something completely, or like, okay, yeah, like I don't know how this will impact the ummah. But what if your intention, right? Your intention is first and foremost what matters. Obviously, that's halal, that's important. But I'm saying aside from that, like it's bringing intentionality. And so many of us see our work as just work. And so you need to be reminding yourself first. And you, sometimes, like I said, you can do meaningful work, you can be someone who's helping others. But if intentionality is not there, you're not going to feel joy. You're not going to feel connected with what you're doing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran continuously reminds us, did you think we had created you in play without any purpose and that you would not be brought back to us? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminding us throughout the Quran that everything that you're doing has purpose. If you choose to connect it, if you choose to see that purpose, if you choose first and foremost to connect your intention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? So our daily endeavors, if they align with our divine purpose, right? And this will come to the values part, but it not only gives your work meaning, but alhamdulillah, it brings you closer to Allah. And I want to share a really beautiful example of this, subhanAllah. So I got to spend last summer in Turkey, and I went on some really beautiful, you know, really like actual Islamic heritage tours. And so all the mosques in Turkey were built by the architect Mimar Sinan. And something that was so incredible is we understand the concept, if you're not familiar with the concept of ihsan in our deen, ihsan is where you do things knowing Allah sees you, but you do it as if you see Allah, but you know that He sees you and you cannot see Him, right? So, like, you really have this consciousness of Allah. And so, Mimar Sinan, the architect that built all these mosques, subhanAllah, he had his workers, like, you know, thousands of workers that worked on these incredible mosques, like, way back when. The people who were laying the bricks, he had them all in a state of wudu. Because he's like, I don't want you to just see yourself as someone who's laying a brick. I want you to see yourself. When you do wudu, that this is an act of worship. I am building the house of Allah. Now, it's not just, you know, you can be like, yeah, but they're building the house of Allah. You going to your job, don't stop seeing it as just that, right? If you have the intention, you go in a state of wudu, you know, try to carry yourself in the best of manners. Like when I show up on these webinars, right? Making sure like I look alhamdulillah modest, I look, you know, inshallah presentable. Like this is part of my ihsan to for you to see alhamdulillah, like this is, you know, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us to. These small acts inject alhamdulillah closeness to Allah and meaning. And so I want you to take a moment and pause for yourself and ask, how can I bring in that kind of intentionality and ihsan to my day right now? In whatever your job is, how can you bring that kind of intentionality to your work? Is it that, you know what, I'm going to make sure as I enter the office, I say Bismillah before I start? Is it I'm going to make a dua before I sit at my desk every day to remind myself of what I'm doing? Is it that, you know, when I see my clients or patients, I'm going to make dua for them before our session and I'm going to ask Allah to inspire me? Is it that when I'm doing my paperwork, I'm going to, you know, like I'm trying to think of things on the spot, but like this is the point that alhamdulillah, you have control in this part. That you've maybe been disconnected for so long and you've just been in the automation of it and need to bring intentionality back. You need to see that this is in alignment and that this is, inshallah, halal risk. That's what's obviously very important, inshallah. And if anyone's here and you're questioning if your job is halal, obviously, like, make dua, get out of it, and inshallah, find, you know, halal risk. But find ways to renew your intention and your purpose in what you're doing and connecting that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the first way you can inject joy and purpose in your job, is see it as part of your worship of Allah, not separate from it. Is that everyone connecting with that? And if you have, inshallah, something that you're like, this is what I'm going to do to start connecting my work, put that into the chat so you can inspire others. You're like, hey, this is what I do. Like I said, I have, clients, subhanAllah, who they started making sure that they do wudu before they leave their house in the morning. And they're like, I see my job as worship. I've seen people, subhanAllah, who like try to make sure that, they make dua throughout their day, or they're making dhikr, and they're like, this helps me connect. Or they just constantly, renew their intention throughout the day as they're going. This is the first way of bringing joy and purpose in your job, in your career, wherever you're at. Now, something that I want to connect us to, inshallah, in the mission, and I'm going to give us two more tools of bringing joy and purpose, inshallah, in our life. You see, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the strong believer is better and more beloved to Allah than the weak believer, while there is good in both. So many of us tend to see ourselves in just that weak category. And we don't know how to get to that place of being strong. And it's not just physical strength, right? This hadith is talking about so much more. It's about fortifying your strength and aiding not just yourself, but inshallah, those around you, and doing it in a way that really is aligned with your purpose. So I do want to, inshallah, some of you are here because you already know about the Adwam coaching certification. And I really want to you to connect and realize that one of the ways that you can inject purpose, inshallah, in your life is not just by helping yourself, which is what happens when we start growing, when you start realizing, alhamdulillah, you better yourself, that not only are you helping yourself, but when you start helping others, you feel in alignment, inshallah. And this isn't just being a coach as a career separate from what you're doing, wherever you're at right now, subhanAllah, we have so many people signed up as coaches who are using the coaching tools in their current profession. So let me share with you, because alhamdulillah, this is about people who realize, I'm speaking right now to you as people who realize I want more meaning and purpose in my life. So these are ways, inshallah, to inject that into yourself, but you need to do that with some tools, right? You need to have the toolbox for it. So Adwam is the Islamic framework to coaching family and community. I've talked about values. I've talked about how if you are not aligned with your connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're going to continuously feel those seven things that I talked about. And so this has to be the starting point. How does one do that? How do you embark on that path? Well, this is a holistic approach that uses psychology, human behavior, the hereafter paradigm, which is the most important, that is Islam, right? To bring together the coaching formula. And so this is, alhamdulillah, coaching certification that is rooted in our faith, that not only gives you tools to coach others, but first and foremost, yourself, building your inner toolbox, aligning yourself with purpose, inshallah, in aligning yourself and giving yourself the tools you're going to need to make some serious life changes. And then inshallah, wherever you are in your career. So we have people who are like professors, people who are mashallah in leadership positions in organizations or at work, and people who want to just start coaching careers. And this has given them, alhamdulillah, the tools to do that. We've got some awesome testimonials, and Julie's going to be putting the link in the chat, inshallah, so you can go see it there as well. But one of the ways to inject joy and purpose in your life is actually this prophetic sunnah that the Prophet ﷺ gave us, which is Adwam. And that means the most beloved deeds to Allah are the ones that are Adwam, small and consistent. One way to inject joy and purpose in your life is to start making small, consistent changes. And alhamdulillah, through our coaching certification, you're going to be doing that, but you're also going to be getting rid of the self-doubt and fear slowly by slowly. Because if you just try to do a drastic shift, it's going to probably actually amplify the fear. We're going to deal with, how to give yourself the tools to help people through trauma, how to, deal with paralyzing beliefs, mounting pressure from every angle, right? Many of these things feel impossible. I mean, the things I shared with you guys today, many of you are like, how do I even get out of that? Well, alhamdulillah, if you can't help yourself, you're not going to be able to help others. And alhamdulillah, we very much can help ourselves. We have the tools there in our being, and we can equip ourselves with that. So you can break out of the destructive cycle of emotional blocks, which is a common pain for many. You can open your mind to new possibilities. You can feel excited to take ownership and action in your life, right? So in every aspect of your career, inshallah, make great strides in growth and achievement. And most importantly, establish productive routines and healthy habits. This was one of the biggest cripples that people feel when they're stuck, right? They've let go of any kind of goodness and habits that they had because they feel so stuck. Imagine again coming back to this place where you're jumping out of bed and have a feeling connected to what you do. Many leaders, right, who doesn't matter if you're in like the spiritual space, or you're in a corporate space and you're a leader, They suffer sometimes the most when it comes to feeling disconnected. And Sheikh Walid Bassouni, who I'm sure many of you know, he's a graduate of our life coaching certification. And many Shayu, you guys have gone through it because they knew they needed the tools for themselves. And then alhamdulillah, they've been able to help many of their congregants with it as well. It has shaped their work significantly. Because again, everyone's a shepherd, right? Everyone is a shepherd and you're responsible for your flock. It starts with you. And alhamdulillah, this certification is so much more than just starting your own life coaching practice. That's the result that some people have. But for many, this has helped change their lives. This has helped put them in a position where they now feel that joy, that purpose, that alignment. And they've been able to, alhamdulillah, take others on that journey once, they did their healing, once they built those incredible lives for themselves. And so that friend that I talked about, the reason she reached out is because she started following my work a couple of months ago, and she actually came into our coaching certification. So like I said, she's mashallah an Amazon exec. And so she, after going through the other certification, she realized she doesn't need to leave her job, but she needs to start looking at it differently. So she started doing the other certification, and mashallah, she's applying it in her work. And she said in her exec words, "I feel more confident in my Muslim identity now. And I'm much more aligned with, the way I show up, the way I'm communicating with my team." She's like, I feel like I found a renewed purpose. And so for many of you, it's not necessarily like, oh, I've got to take this big leap out of my current job and career. It might just be that you need the tools to find reconnection in where you're at. And for some, it might be you have an amazing new opportunity ahead of you. Maybe you have a career shift that you can do, inshallah. This is also going to give you that. So our coaching certification, I want to take you through the modules, alhamdulillah. You're going to be able to go through many of these other things that we have, some of the testimonials, like real people who have gone through it, alhamdulillah. So what's the formula? The formula is you've got Sheikh Muhammad Al-Sharif, who's the pioneer in Muslim life coaching and bringing, he saw Muslims going to non-Muslim places and getting tools and, sure, you can benefit. But if Allah subhanahu is not part of that conversation, as we talked about, if all of the seven things we talked about, the starting point is purpose. If you are aligned in purpose, alhamdulillah, all those other things will take care of themselves. And so he, mashallah, crafted the initial life coaching certification that was brought into the Muslim space. And so in this coaching certification, you get Sheikh Muhammad Al-Sharif's module. I'm part of the team as well. I'm going to be covering topics of spiritual approach, self-awareness, having confidence, emotional safety. Sister Manal Bagwala, who is a licensed mental health counselor, very much respected in her field, mashallah. She's done so many incredible trainings. And she is not just a therapist who happens to be a Muslim, but she's a Muslim therapist, mashallah. So she's going to share how to have breakthrough conversations. How do you move past emotional blocks for yourself? And then obviously, inshallah, the people that you serve, the clients that you're going to have. And like I said, in your teams and the people that you're leading, right? How to have, inshallah, those key transformations. How do you heal? Like, everyone's got trauma issues, right? How do you help people deal? And it's not necessarily that you're going to be like doing trauma counseling, but there's a certain level that we do need to be able to interact with and doing that through the Islamic lens. And then Sheikh Mikael Ahmed Smith, I'm sure many of you guys know his amazing work. He has modules on emotional intelligence that leads to happiness, how to understand what's not being said, really going through, going deeper. And then, mashallah, NLP. This is something that, like I said, in the corporate field, you guys, right now, if you were to sign up for any MBA program, the vast majority of MBAs now are shifting their focus on predominantly building emotional intelligence. You're getting that, alhamdulillah, this coaching certification for like a fraction, not even less than that, of a price. And that's what Ivy League MBA programs are focusing on, subhanAllah. And so NLP is something that, alhamdulillah's neuro-linguistic programming, and there's so many great elements that are very much like part of a prophetic sunnah, and we just need to get reconnected to it. So Brother Muhammad Sheikh is mashallah a veteran in NLP, and he's gone through and put those Islamic filters on and adapts alhamdulillah so much of those practices and has redone it for our Muslim coaching certification. So you're going to be getting so many amazing tools in that module. So what are you getting? Module one, agent of change, how to nurture commitment. This is obviously against so much of your growth is going to happen as you go through this journey. And then inshallah, the impact you're going to have, because we're trying to build a movement, right? Being a Muslim life coach isn't just because we're trying to build Muslim life coaches. We're trying to build a movement of individuals, and no matter what career or aspect of your life you're in, that alhamdulillah, you are in alignment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you are creating change makers because you are starting with yourself. Module three is growing your circle of influence. Begin with entering the mind, understanding human processes, distort information. So this is the NLP stuff. Alhamdulillah, you're getting lots of modules there. Then we have coach with confidence. And everyone who's here, if you are a parent, like I said, whichever career you're in, you've got to be able to coach. You're coaching your kids, you're coaching your team. And more we're seeing, upon the corporate spaces, people are saying the new manager is not one who can manage people, but who can coach people. And this is something that alhamdulillah, so many people are investing in, because that is what's going to make you stand out. That's what's going to, inshallah, make you shine. And when you own that from a place of alhamdulillah strength, because you're grounded in your values, trust me, it shifts the way people view you. And I've had so many of our students have come in who have been using the coaching tools in their workspaces or corporate spaces, obviously with clients as well. And they stand out, right? Because they're not scared. They don't have that scarcity mindset because they're grounded in their purpose. They don't go to their job constantly with this fear of, I'm going to lose it. Like, that's with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how do you have that confidence? How do you have mastering, breakthrough conversations? How to grow your coaching business. So if this is something, a career you want to start off on the side as a side hustle, right? How do you actually do that? So many people like just go and get a coaching certification, but they don't know how to actually start the coaching business. And then here's, it's kind of, this is my next tool that I'm going to give to you guys on how to inject joy. And one of those is community. So many people feel isolated, subhanAllah, and disconnection and lack of motivation in their life. And many of you put in the chat, I feel lonely. And it's because the lack of community. And so people can be at work, but they feel so isolated from colleagues. They don't feel safe in the toxic work environments. And so, alhamdulillah, in our coaching certification, we have the community aspect. So when you join our certification, mashallah, you get access to 12 months of coaching community. So every week we meet and you get coaching from myself. And sometimes I bring on guests, alhamdulillah, where you actually get to dive deeper into blocks that you're having, situations that are coming up in your work with clients. And I'm going to be coaching you through that. You get to hear other people show up very vulnerably and ask, those coaching questions. It's so powerful. This alone, you guys, is worth thousands of dollars to have group coaching for a whole year. SubhanAllah, I charge a good fee for my group coaching programs. And mashallah, you get this included in the certification. So this is everything that you're getting. And I'll be real, this is way more, mashallah, than like the what you're paying. The value of this program is incredible. We've had people share that they're like, you guys should be charging more. And alhamdulillah, we are so proud of what we have put together, because we know there's such a need. There is an epidemic of spiritual mental health crisis that people are struggling with. And that mental health crisis is absolutely tied to people's disconnection with their purpose. And so, alhamdulillah, the certification is not just about creating a coaching career, but it's about first and foremost helping yourself live in alignment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, that aspect of community is such, and then the person who is here doing their PhD, I'm sure the research, you probably have a bunch of studies that you can share, but so many people, when they feel disconnected from a community, subhanAllah, right there, you open yourself up to so many vulnerabilities from Shaitan that he pries on and takes on. The power of community is deeply rooted in our faith, and you're going to get access to that for a whole year. And, Allah subhanAllah says in the Quran, right? Hold firmly to the rope of Allah all together and do not become divided. All together. And so being in a space with other people who are striving, who are going to lift you up, there's been incredible bonds people have made and encouraging each other as they go through the certification, as they meet weekly, mashallah, really trying to push and encourage one another to embody these principles is a very uplifting opportunity. And when you sign up today, I do have a special offer for you guys. You get $500 off. Julie, if you can put the code into the chat, I believe it's Adwam Early Bird. So you can go, yes, Adwam Early Bird. So you can put that code in. You get $500 off. That is no joke, you guys. Because alhamdulillah, we want to reward you in taking action. I know how much courage it takes to show up and to recognize I don't want to be stuck in this place. There's payment plans available. But here's the other big part. So many people want to make progress and they feel like they're at a disadvantage. If there's one thing I could have given myself when I started, years ago. And when I was stuck in that place where I didn't know what my calling was, I didn't know what my purpose was, the fastest shortcut was having mentorship. And if I could have had some mentorship at that point, I think I probably would have saved years. But alhamdulillah, we accept the qadr of Allah. But I'm here today telling you that alhamdulillah, you're going to have that mentorship as you go through this program. When you meet with me weekly, alhamdulillah, the bond, the relationships that we make, I'm in your corner. You're going to have alhamdulillah, support of the Discover You team as you go through this and you show up weekly and you ask those questions and you're building and growing. Embrace that you're a beginner and you need that support. Even right now, today, showing up, knowing like I don't have that purpose, I'm disaligned. It doesn't matter if you're in your 40s or in your 50s, right? It doesn't matter if you're in 30s, you're in 20s, you're getting started. Alhamdulillah, you're ahead of you're ahead of the curve. If you're 40, 50, it's never too late. Mashallah, we have people in their 50s and 60s who have joined the certification and it's bringing so much value to their life. It is allowing them to have deeper relationships, not just at their work and stand out, mashallah, in what they do, but also in their personal lives as well. So having that mentorship is so essential, and alhamdulillah, you're going to get that as well. So go ahead and join. You can also book a call with one of our mashallah staff. You can book a call if you have questions, you have self-doubt. Because here's the other big part. It doesn't matter what career path you're in or what path you choose. If you constantly have self-doubt and imposter syndrome, and those seven things I shared, the impact of not making those changes, when you have that imposter syndrome and you're constantly telling yourself you're not going to be good enough, that's what those breed. The lack of confidence that deteriorates because of those seven symptoms that come about from feeling dissatisfied in your work, your confidence will deteriorate. And so, subhanAllah, you will be stuck in your own head, and years can go by where you'll be stuck in that job. You'll be stuck in the same routine. Make that investment in yourself. I can't tell you that one person who hasn't gone through a certification and hasn't said that this hasn't, subhanAllah, propelled me forward. This has changed my life. This has given me a renewed perspective. This has given me tools that I finally needed. And subhanAllah, yes, I love it. MashaAllah, someone's saying, I've been making block for this course. I love it. Alhamdulillah. Because you could go get this knowledge from anywhere, but if Allah subhanAllah is not part of that equation, that purpose piece that spirals everything else and the growth of everything else is going to, subhanAllah, it's only going to take you so far. It'll be empty and hollow. And so when we have this conversation with the alignment of Allah subhanAllah, so how do you inject joy and purpose in your life? It's number one with the purpose, with bringing it to and starting with Allah subhanAllah. And so that is the power of living in alignment. That is the power of alhamdulillah really sparking long-term joy in your life. And so I invite you to come and join us, inshallah. And the final piece I'm going to give you guys in bringing about joy and purpose in your life, inshallah, is the valuable tool of finding passion in what you do. And again, this doesn't mean that it has to be some like crazy, incredible job. Like you could be doing this so, the most mundane thing. But if your purpose and your intention are there, then this component of now living with your values. Because when your purpose is there and you believe in your purpose, you are going to feel confident to honor your values. And when you honor your values, it sparks passion, it sparks joy. And this is the final piece that I think so many people miss, right? So you can have purpose, but if you are truly not living with that purpose, you can say you're Muslim, but you go to work and that purpose doesn't show up. Well, then confidence deteriorates. But the opposite, if you have purpose, confidence builds, alhamdulillah, because of that purpose. And then from that purpose, you are going to be much more confident in respecting the values. You know what? No, I don't go to the gatherings with alcohol. You know what? No, I'm not comfortable meeting alone for that, right? You're actually going to be so much more respected and stand out in the way that you show up. Also, inshallah, protecting and setting boundaries at work. Right, those are values. Like, hey, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be putting in 12 hours. I've got young kids. I've got to go for. It gives you confidence. And let me just share, like, actually, an incredible story. Allah subhanahu just reminded me of this, and so timely. So one of the women, and again, subhanAllah, she's actually a physician. She went through a coaching certification, and coming in alignment with her purpose, building her confidence, and she knew she wanted to spend more time with her young kids. She had young kids, and she's like, I am just so, tired of having these long hours. I really want to, inshallah, like, figure out a way. She's like, but it's unheard of. She's like, in my profession, like, there's no way that I can, do that. And subhanAllah, we had this coaching call and conversation, and I was like, what's the harm in you asking? And because she had been building up her confidence, she'd been talking to her head and she's like, you know what, you're right. Like, I'm gonna just have the conversation. Let's see, like, what's the worst? Like, I'm not gonna lose my job for bringing it up. So it gave her this confidence, alhamdulillah, to protect her values. And she went and she spoke to her department head and she's like, hey, at the chair. And she's like, you know, I really wanna figure out a way where maybe I can work 3 days from home or at least part-time, but still, you know, like maintain my role here. And subhanAllah, she messaged me the day it happened when she went, and they're like, you know, we're actually restructuring and we've been looking at opportunities like this. And if you're interested, yeah, like you could do 2 days, 2 days from home, and we can do like some paperwork days kind of thing. And you can be, you know, you can come 3 days into the hospital. She's like, Razi, this is unheard of in my career. SubhanAllah. And so she, you know, like she gets to be at home now 2 days a week, I believe it is. And it's just incredible. And this came from, again, like where she was going to her job feeling burnt out. She was feeling like totally, you know, like there's no options for her. But alhamdulillah, going through the coaching certification, giving herself the tools, having these kind of conversations, especially in spaces of faith, where she's like, there's more to my life. This career, yes, it's part of, you know, alhamdulillah, my purpose. But it can't, I can't let go of these other also values with when it comes to my family and these boundaries that I've just been letting go and letting go. And remember, we talked about one of the pains where you don't even recognize yourself. And so, you know, she was at this place where she's like, I don't even, like, I'm not the mom I ever imagined I'd want to be. I'm not the wife I imagined that I would be because like this job is sucking me dry. And subhanAllah, she was able to have a really powerful conversation at work. She's been actually like, mashallah, stepping into more and more leadership because she's so much more comfortable in her voice and owning her space. So I think that's an incredible story. And obviously, those of you who are here and you want to start a coaching career, this absolutely sets you up for that. And it sets you apart because more and more people, alhamdulillah, are respecting and recognizing the need for a coach in their life. That if they actually want to make progress, they need a coach. And alhamdulillah, the industry is a lot has made so much progress. You know, it's not a new industry. It's made so much progress, I think, in the messaging and people recognizing the value of that. And most importantly, having a Muslim life coach who is in alignment with their values. So we have a whole module on how to set up the business aspect of your coaching practice. And obviously, like we have peer-to-peer sessions once a month where you get to practice your coaching on other people. So just incredible. I think it's an incredible life-changing experience. Those of you that are here, inshallah, take advantage. You're getting $500 off when you go sign up today. And what do you, what, like, if for those of you that want to complete the certification and get the credentials of being a certified ADWAM life coach, is inshallah, you have to complete the full modules. There's a quiz at the end of each module that you will do, short quiz, and then doing 20 coaching calls. So 20 30-minute coaching calls that you will do with, you can do it, colleagues, family, friends. And then, inshallah, once we verify that you've done the 20 calls, alhamdulillah, you get your coaching certification. You have the year to do it. So, the 1 year from when you start, you can complete, inshallah, the requirements for it. It's an incredible opportunity. Like, I think, you know, one of the things you talked about, one of the pains of being stuck and disaligned with purpose is that you might miss out on opportunities that are there in front of you. And so I invite you, go and have a look at the website. Must you get $500 off? This is an opportunity to not just go and consume content, but to really apply that content in your life and then grow and then create this new chapter in your life. So I hope, inshallah, you've taken so much away about injecting purpose and growth in your life. And you know, the three things I focused on was purpose. And alhamdulillah, that purpose can be in a simple, like before you start a meeting, right? Connecting our purpose back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is one of the best ways in injecting joy, inshallah, into what we do every day. And second was about this community, right? Bringing, being around community, people who are aligned in your values. And if you don't have that in your work, create those spaces for yourself. And so alhamdulillah, that's something that ADWAM does. And third was boundaries and, you know, values, living in alignment with the values. And that comes from, mashallah, the confidence you'll build with the first two, that confidence will trickle into living in alignment with your values. Because anytime we're not living in the within the values Allah subhanahu has given us, you will feel pain in your life. You will be disconnected with who you are. And that leads to all those other seven that I talked about. So the cost of not, right? Let me like bring us back to where we started. The cost of not bringing about these changes is far too great. Your life is too precious. This gift that Allah has given us is way too precious to lose out for just a paycheck. Can everyone just hold on to that? Your life is too precious to that Allah has given us to just lose for a paycheck. So if those seven, and as majority of you said, like all seven, six, five of those symptoms affect you, please, please, please do not stay in that place. Please do not stay in that place. This is, alhamdulillah, you're created for something better. You're created for something better. It's about now, inshallah, honoring that. And so my invitation to you is join. We have payment plans. You're getting $500 off. We also have payment plans. And honestly, this is an investment in your life and your akhirah. This is about, inshallah, creating a new chapter and version of you. And so, alhamdulillah, what we're trying to do here at Discover You and through ADWAM is not just create life coaches, but create a movement of, inshallah, Muslim life coaches that are empowering themselves and those around them. So, jazakallah khair, join me in that journey and that mission. I hope to see you inside ADWAM. And inshallah, I'm going to end it off there. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik, ashhadu la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. If you have any questions, put it into the chat. I'm actually happy to take a couple before I sign off. If there's anything about the certification, anything I said today that you want to, inshallah, share or ask, please go ahead. Alhamdulillah, I'm so happy to hear you've benefited. People saying they're feeling encouraged. Those of you that came in feeling like you didn't have hope, feeling like you felt stuck, what are you feeling now? Put into the chat. I definitely want to hear how you're processing what we've shared together. Alhamdulillah, someone just messaging. Make sure you put in everyone because I want others to also see how you're feeling, mashallah. Someone putting in, I feel like I've been looking, and subhanAllah, someone saying, I feel like I've been looking at all the closed doors in my life. And this has just opened something for me. Alhamdulillah. Someone says, hopeful but anxious too. I mean, anxiety is the fear of the unknown, right? And a healthy level of anxiety is always good because that's also what propels us for growth. But we want to harness it. We don't want it to take over our life. May Allah subhanahu make it easy for you. So yes, I mean, obviously, if you're dealing with, some mental health challenges, it'd be about getting support for that first. Alhamdulillah, someone says light at the end of this tunnel. I'm so happy to hear that. There's always options. I registered for a call. Awesome. So if you've registered for a call, inshallah, when you're on that call, you'll be able to ask your questions. And then, I mean, honestly, it's if you feel pulled to anything I said today, you go on the page and you feel pulled to the content and you're like, yes, this is what I've needed. I'd really encourage you to sign up, inshallah. Go sign up, take advantage of the $500 off. You will get $500 off when you join in the next 24 hours. But if you book a call, you can also get that with our team, inshallah. But we do have, you can get refunded, right? Go check it out. Just go through the first module. And if you feel like it's not for you, get a refund. But I'm telling you, once you start, you're going to realize, alhamdulillah. And that's what's scary to shaitan is when you recognize that there's an opportunity to change, that you know what, there is a strength within me that I haven't harnessed. So I would encourage you, if you're feeling pulled, go and register. And if you feel like it's not for you can always email our team, inshallah, and you can get a refund. Alhamdulillah, congratulations, Safira. I'm so happy to hear that. She said, I'm going to book a call and take it step further. Yes, alhamdulillah. So what is the cost after 500? So it's 2,500 USD. When you get the $500 off, it's 2,000 USD. And like I said, we also have a payment plan, inshallah. Oh, I love it. One of our ADWAM coaches is here, mashallah, Tisha. She says it's amazing, totally life-changing. I'm so happy to hear that. Jazakallah khair, Tisha, for vouching. So there you go. You're hearing it from a student herself who's in the certification. And we have a group coaching call later today for ADWAM students. And again, subhanAllah, what's incredible is like it's people from all walks of life. And that's what I love about it. Like we have a university student who, she's like, I want to give myself these tools before I go into my career. And I think like that's incredible. And we have someone who's mashallah, like a university professor, and he's doing this because he wants to like help his students and take his skills further. And like I said, you guys, $50,000 USD MBAs, and they're spending 80% of their content like teaching people these kind of coaching skills and emotional intelligence, because you can't achieve any kind of business success if you don't know how to connect and inspire and really bring about change in your team. And alhamdulillah, our coaching certification, like it's solid. The mashallah, the presenters we have, the content that you're getting, this is going to set you up for so much success, inshallah, not just in your hereafter with relation to Allah, in any career that you're also in. It's going to bring back, alhamdulillah, that confidence, and it's going to make you stand out. And obviously, if you're going to, inshallah, start your coaching career, it's going to make you stand out as a coach. The Discover You brand, alhamdulillah, we are the world's world leading, Islamic organization in self-development. So I'm really excited to see that. Alhamdulillah, jazakallah khair, you guys, and loving, mashallah, the comments I'm seeing. You said what I usually say to my friends, my first and always coach is the Quran. Absolutely. If we don't go to the Quran, if you don't go to the source, then you're, like everything else is a knockoff version, right? And so alhamdulillah, this is what it's about. This is awesome. And again, if you're here and there's someone else that you think would benefit from this program, go share it, right? Like there's so many people, subhanAllah, who maybe are hitting a plateau in their career or in their life, and you know there's something, you know, greater. Go and be someone's light today, right? Be a light in someone else. Like, hey, I think you should check this out. Go and invite them. Maybe there's someone who needs that as well. Oh, I love it. Alhamdulillah, another Adwan student. So, oh, you should send it to hosts and panelists. If you can repost, and put everyone. So that way everyone can see what you wrote. She said, Alhamdulillah, with Adwam program has given me the tools to polish our relationship and contributions at home, work, and our communities. I love that. I need to like take a picture of that. But yeah, can you repost it for everyone? Because I really want everyone to see what you just put. Because I can sit here and like praise our program, but then I know like everyone's like, well, yeah, of course, because you're part of the team. I'm telling you, when I say this is my calling and passion, and I like the joy, subhanAllah, the gratitude, when I see like the tremendous impact our students' lives have had through, mashallah, this work. Like, I'm not just saying this to all of you, right? And I hope, inshallah, you guys are able to give yourself that. I hope you're able to honor yourself with giving yourself the tools and telling yourself, this isn't how my story ends. This is not the end of your story. Inshallah, let this be the next chapter for you. Jazakallah khair, everyone, for being here. Inshallah, I hope to see you again soon. And yeah, this is awesome. And there we go. Alina from Texas, she just put it in. Thank you, Alina. I really appreciate that. Oh, I love it. Mashallah, someone put in. Adwan program refreshed my energy to give to the community after being a stay-at-home mom for 17 years. That is amazing. Mashallah, Tali. Thank you for sharing that. Zainab says, Adwam helped me see that helping others isn't as hard as I thought. Okay, you guys are like amazing. We have the best students, alhamdulillah. Like people just mashallah sharing. I wanna expand. No. I wanna like, I'm gonna take a picture of these comments for a second. Julie, if you can take some too, because these are just like so sweet when we see our students just like showing up, mashallah, and giving their love. That's, I think that's a testament to, alhamdulillah, like, yeah, what we're doing. So jazakallah khair, you guys, really appreciate that. All right, guys, I'm gonna close out. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, if you missed it, don't worry, go book the call. Julie, drop in the website and you're gonna get the replay as well. But 24 hours, go and join. You get the $500 off, or book a call and our team can answer those questions for you. Go and take that step, inshallah.